Hello and welcome to another edition of the South Carolina Business Review. This is Mike Switzer. If you are a regular listener to this program, you know that our state is a hotbed of entrepreneurial activity. Part of the reason may be that many resources have developed over the past decade to assist these budding small business owners. Our next guest is right in the middle of this scene in the Midlands, and he joins us now in our studio to give us an update. Greg Hilton is co-founder of SoCo, a collaborative workspace community in Columbia, South Carolina, and a founding co-organizer for the Columbia chapter of 1 Million Cups, a national entrepreneur meetup organization. Greg, welcome.
Hey, Mike. Good to be back.
First of all, give us an overview of SoCo.
Sure. SoCo was born in 2014 as a way to help create a place and a community to support the weirdos, the nerds, the techies, the geeks, and also the dreamers. So we're a platform and a community for freelancers, creators, entrepreneurs, and sort of everyone that's in that gig economy. We provide space, infrastructure, community, learning, and social and professional opportunities. We kind of take care of all the things that you need to just focus on doing work that you love every day.
It's a popular thing these days. You started with one location. Now you have three. Tell us about the growth.
Yeah, we're excited about that. So we launched with one location in the Vista Arts and Entertainment District, right above Jason's Deli. In 2014. A couple of years later, after we survived the chasm of death in year one, we literally started with like two humans and a couple of desks, and now we have close to 200 members, about 80 member companies, and two locations. We just recently opened a new one in the heart of the Vista, so we're thrilled about that and very proud of the project.
And now tell us about 1 Million Cups here in Columbia.
Yes. It is a Kauffman Foundation funded and supported program, a big global philanthropic organization concepted this thing and began to deploy it all over the country. Columbia was like the 27th city to buy in, to embrace the concept, and now we're a part of more than 200 cities across the country. It's a welcome mat, a safe, nurturing place for entrepreneurs to come together. We meet every week from 9 to 10 a.m. at the Richland Library. One entrepreneur gets up, they present their entrepreneurial journey, and we have a good discussion around that. And what I love about 1MC is that at the heart of it is really this incredible community of people that are all kind of going through the same challenges. Building companies is really hard, right? Building stuff that matters is really, really hard, and you should never do that alone.
And this is happening around the state.
Yeah, so we have a 1 Million Cups here in Columbia. I think we were the first. And then there is now one in Charleston. I believe there's a group in Greenville. There is a group forming in Rock Hill. And there actually might be a couple of other groups that are in the process of forming around the state. And the cool thing is, once you're in that 1MC community, you've got a family of entrepreneurs all over the country. And you can go to any 1MC in any city across the country and kind of understand what's going on and just sort of roll right in and know what's going to happen and make some great connections. That's kind of cool.
And I guess the cups part of this is it's all around coffee.
Right. So the idea was there are lots of entrepreneur meetups after hours over a beer or a glass of wine, commiserating over how hard or the challenges of the day. And they wanted to come up with a morning event centered around coffee and caffeination that I think works really well. So we're like probably 50,000 cups into our 1 million cups goal.
I understand that you have a unique event coming up.
Yeah, so I'm really fortunate to both be a part of SoCo and also to have sort of been on the founding team for 1MC. And we do our regular weekly stuff. And then, once a quarter or so, we try to switch things up. We have a Made It session that we do where we bring in a rock star entrepreneur that has gone through all the challenges and come out on the other side really successful to share lessons learned. We also do a traveling series. So once a quarter, 1MC goes on the road and visits sort of hubs of entrepreneurial activity all over the city here. And so on November 20th, 1MC will be on site at the new SoCo 80808 location at 808 Lady Street. We just put the finishing touches on this place, so hopefully everything works. And so folks get behind the scenes looks at some of these spaces or offices or environments. And then we also have a conversation with the founders or co-founders. In this case, it's me, so it's a little weird. So we're going to have a conversation about how we built SoCo, how we built 808, what I've learned along the way as an entrepreneur, the good, the bad, and the ugly. And so folks will be able to do the same thing they do every time with 1MC, which is, connect to other entrepreneurs, get educated, but we're going to do it in a new setting that week. So,
Greg, thanks for stopping by the studio.
Really excited to be here. Thanks so much.
Greg Hilton is co-founder of the collaborative workspace community in Columbia, SoCo, and also a founding co-organizer for 1 Million Cups in Colombia. We will have links to both of those posted at our webpage so you can learn more. Our address is southcarolinapublicradio.org, where you can also subscribe to this podcast. Just go to On Demand Listening, and there you will find us. Also on our page, you will be able to send us an email, connect with us through our social media network, and find archives to listen to most of our past shows. With the South Carolina Business Review, this is Mike Switzer.
The views expressed on the South Carolina Business Review do not necessarily reflect those of South Carolina Public Radio.